and the warehouse. And it's kind of dark.
Comic warehouse.
Can you?
That's true. Interesting.
Cool.
Interesting.
I see if there's any windows that I can see into the warehouse from up here.
Yeah, there's
some.
So,
yeah, the tricorder, right? I position myself by one of them.
Okay. So you need to go over to one of the rooms in the warehouse, which kind of gives you a bit, and then introduce you to Bloodblood.
Bloodblood.
Nausicaa.
Have you ever seen one of these
software?
The old one.
Hello. Whoa. I hear you need weapons.
Yes.
Structures.
Yes.
Whoa. I have to.
What are Nausicaa's weapons dealers? I asked that.
Whoa. We dabble.
Dabble.
When the opportunity presents itself.
Okay, well. You got it, and you need them. Let's see them.
Whoa. Come here. So he brings out a crate. Well, he goes over to a crate.
You
have a lot of ramen working.
Are you joking?
No. Well, actually, I don't know. You don't know anybody, either to you or no ramen.
Well, language Romulan?
Yeah, no language Romulan.
We apparently sent the wrong person in. But I mean, we've seen Romulan writings before, right?
Are
you like Romulan, you fucking fool? It's a, oh, I don't know Korean, but if I see Korean, I know it's
that's
Korean.
True, I recognize Korean.
I know. I mean, you can tell it's a...
Yeah, I do.
It
yeah.
could be Vulcan. So yeah. it's one of those... I don't know. Vulcan from wrong way.
Vulcan disruptors?
It's Vulcan crate.
It's one of those Indo-Romulan languages.
Right.
Okay.
So he opens the crate, and it's packed with used disruptors.
I have a Romulan make, right? Romulan make, right?
May I?
Mm-hmm.
I go look at him.
20-year-old Romulan.
Perhaps probably.
Any markings? Like, you know.
You have a serial number?
Yeah.
No.
You have a weapons expert, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm checking them out.
Okay. Make a... go ahead and... engineering systems. Security.
Holy crap. Twice in one adventure. Perception?
Nine. Do I need a 10?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
10.
Okay. Yeah, they're all full Romulan design. These do look like they were manufactured. I mean, these look like outside manufactured. Cheap rip-off.
Yeah.
Not the Chinese made.
What is the one I'm carrying? Cheap ass or real?
The one you have is cheap. Especially. It's like one of those
imitations. I'll say whatever real Romulan, you know, 20 years ago. Not cheap knockoff crap.
Cool. And there are how many of them? One crate?
Like 100?
They're
not that
crate.
Big. They're the sand weapons.
Damn.
We should take them all.
We should.
Clearing the market.
Wow. I say. That's good.
We can arm the whole company.
Why, well, all the dreams come true.
We'll take them all.
Whoa, very expensive there.
Is that enough?
Sure.
Yeah. Unlimited fun.
Might not have enough with you for 100.
That's true.
You know, we'll need to meet again.
Yeah. we can pay for like
however many you have
or whatever.
Right. We'll have to get the 12 and come back with more.
We'll come back with more.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you gonna so we only need a few hours to get it. Where will you be? And
not me tonight. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All right.
Tomorrow. Night.
Okay. And you're gonna have the other 88.
Come on. Contact Bob here.
Bob. All right.
Okay.
Tell him where.
All right. I'll
You want to go hug the Nazikas?
I just come down.
Ah.
Yeah, true. Sure.
Right.
I'll take a look at them and say, you know, and we're going to get these.
We're going to get these?
Yeah, these are not...
Okay.
I'll point out the one I'm carrying and say, you know, we're talking about these Romulan, you know, blah blah blah, for the agreed upon price or whatever. You know, you're not going to try to pawn off any of this cheap knockoff crap on us, because I can tell the difference, right?
No.
The fuck did that mean? Of course. Oh, okay.
So you watch the door now. You notice that someone like looking at the phone window. You think it's that kind of
a shoot, yeah. And then just hope he doesn't ask. Did you shoot him?
Dr. Benner.
Okay. Okay,
then he's
going to go away. So we stick
that
thing on the crate, right?
Yeah.
So it's
time to create one. Yeah.
I'll do it.
You do it.
And I'm taking these equipment into and out of the crate. Coordination dexterity. Isn't it coordination dexterity?
Yeah.
The way you said it, huh? It sounded like you were disagreeing.
Do I have dexterity in the number or the number of dice?
Six.
Five.
Another
five.
Okay.
Ah, I should have.
What? Jeez. I think you will. That's a big one.
Okay.
Alright. See you back to the ship. Well, you're in rest.
Okay, well, I actually.
Commander Dolio was spying on that.
On the warehouse?
Oh, we'll decide everyone what we saw.
You didn't see inside, right?
I saw inside. I didn't see exactly.
Well, I'll tell you.
I couldn't give you much time, really. We can answer.
They have. You have hundreds. Hundreds of
weapons. I don't see
their way of running. They were from the ship.
Romulan crate.
Romulan crate. Any writing on it?
Romulan writing.
What did it say?
They were this here disruptor.
I don't know what it is.
Right up.
Can you remember any of the writing?
Can we?
I got a perception or whatever of 10 to check out the gun.
Well, all right. Right. So
pretty hard to do.
Can't know a language.
Roll intellect plus one.
Definitely them, I say. Intellect plus logic?
Yeah. Sight. So just your intellect and dice, and then add
seven.
Logic to
result. 14.
Oh, yeah, you're on the resolution.
remember. I have
to write it down for me and I try and translate.
So basically, if the other say me,
do any of them match the name of the ship? The phrases.
That's the super subject.
No, it's just a label with a like ID thing.
Well, I'm sure we can find out from whatever.
Stella?
Yeah.
Do we want to ask Stella if she can trace this ID first?
Sure.
Okay, and we should call
her. Why don't we get it before we do that?
Yep.
Oh, good. That's true. We should probably not let her know.
Because, I mean, there's no advantage to that.
We
want it anyway.
We should get it anyways.
So. We know. Well, okay.
Because if she knows, she might want us to do something.
So you can see in the dark. Were there any bad guys hiding?
You weren't actually really looking for me, so I didn't see any.
Okay, let's call the, so you
could have been in a
you should probably go with, really look for people next time. Let's call up the special ops chief or whatever and tell them about this meeting.
Yeah, we have to. Because they saw us.
Yeah. So what are we going to tell them? I suggest we tell them that we tried to buy weapons and we found out that no one wanted
to tell them. Where were they, were they looking in a window where they could have seen us handling weapons?
Yeah.
We could tell them they seem to be this knockoff cheap pieces of crap, and
well, we should buy some. I
mean, okay, the original instructions were
because they're Federation.
The original instructions were to destroy an investigation and not tell them.
Yeah,
right.
Preferably.
Well, sure. We'll just tell them
well,
about
if
it.
If they ask, we'll tell them.
Now. Fair enough.
What did you tell them to get done in this
situation? Oh, no. Weird senator. So let's go back down and you can do your buy. Oh, tomorrow. But for now, we can see where the box goes.
Yeah, where's the box go?
We didn't, so there's rains. I could tell by the cleavage.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Toto's actually a traitor, you see.
That's, what is
all
the crate?
Toto is never around.
Yeah, where does the crate go?
Does it go somewhere? Stops? Or does it keep kicking your ass?
It actually does go somewhere and stop.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
So it goes farther, it goes more underground, though, and it's farther away.
Let's tell it to scan that.
Well, let's look on the maps and stuff. How did they get underground? Is it a subway?
There is a
underground railroad?
Sewer system.
Cool.
What kind of ships can that?
Yeah. Well, and we want, I think we should take those damn weapons. Like all of them, not just our one box.
Sure.
Yeah. We're
pretty sure they're stolen.
Well, now that we know where it is, I mean, where they're hiding that one crate at least,
yeah.
We can go there later. After tomorrow to check out up there.
Well, we don't really want to pump a bunch of money into the underground program scene. Do we can avoid it?
Well, we'll get it back, right?
Not necessarily.
I mean, why don't we just take all the
take the weapons and see if we can find the people who are responsible for destroying the Romulan freighters.
Can I do that?
Okay. Yeah. I think we should take Lieutenant Seller with us.
You're sure she's not a traitor. She's not a part of the
yeah.
She's an enemy. She's a traitor.
She'll be more likely to believe us and we'll free better diplomatic relationships if she helps us take down the people who took down her people's ships.
Let's have the ship scan it, please. See how who's in there, what's in there, and we'll meet her for.
Yeah, can I?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There are like 50 of those Nausicaans which you fight.
I heard there were, they did have like 50 of them or so around.
You think the Nausicaans
are better, right?
Oh, right. You think the Nausicaans might be puppet mastering the rebels?
They're too stupid.
I think they just,
they could have just had a couple of ships and stumbled upon stuff.
They just hit that one ship and start selling.
But one is, you know, coincidence for stupid people. There's two.
That's true. There are two.
It could be that the rebels are probably mastering the Nausicaans.
Yeah.
I want the ship to do a scan of that area.
But if they're the rebels, why are they selling their weapons?
Okay.
Are the rebels shorter on weapons or funds?
Pretty sure on both of them.
How many weapons were in the Romulan thing? Oh, they won't tell us because there were supposedly no weapons in the Romulan thing.
So you scan down there, you get that there are... Actually, there's this one.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Now it's time for some points.
Seven? Yeah, that's a seven.
One guy.
Got it.
And he's lethargic.
So you do a general scan. There are
some people, some other things.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of people. Well, okay, a lot. A couple dozen. There are also a couple dozen things.
A couple dozen people, a couple dozen things.
What kind of people?
I don't know. Heavy shielding.
When we pump
too far to the ground. Too far to the ground.
Pump all the power.
Pump through the old lead pipes in the...
All the power into
the whole ship fails.
Yes.
Just hold your breath for a minute. You can pump 2 points, can you?
Is that right?
What's max?
Two.
Isn't it two?
Well, you get the 3 points.
I believe it's 1, 2, 3. Well, yeah. So 3 takes pretty much all everything. Two.
Okay. Extra. Do the weapons.
That's as much as it matters, because I think that gives us two.
No, you can use three.
But that requires shutting down all the systems.
Yeah.
It's exponential.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't we use two?
Yeah,
because details can. We want to know who's in there. Like,
well,
what,
they're not.
What race is
it? Well, they're not. You can tell them.
Add another point.
Oh, no, this is a new scan.
All right.
I think.
Yes.
So, yeah, we
or are we retroactively adding this to the original?
That's just part of it.
Yeah.
So add one more point.
You would it in be more useful?
You want to know exact numbers, I
suppose. So they're showing exact numbers?
I think so. Or whether, like, there are people on the street? Because it's in a subway, so my fear was it's under a disco. You just get
one. It's a Noskin disco.
No Noskin, huh?
Noskin ice cream shop.
Yeah. Or at least predominantly.
Oh, my God.
We can't take that. Unless they're women and children, in which case we might not be able to take that.
How are we going
Well,
yeah, Sandra said if we need to make immediate actions, we should inform Captain.
That's never a good idea. Let's,
if we mobilize like a lot of personnel, then
really,
that's never the way these games are supposed to go.
Well, that's pretty much given up.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it's pretty
much.
Oh. Once you call the captain, you're
yeah.
Say, okay, you
so it's an underground area. Why don't we like pump it full of nerve gas or something?
When they
knockout gas.
All those
gases, very confusing.
All right,
Clancy,
that's what you'll
put. When they go to the meeting, they're going to bring a bunch of guards. We might be able to hit them after they go to the meeting. They might be taken, you know.
Yeah, all you said is you went with Craig.
So, yeah, right. We can meet up for the meeting while, you know, some other...
No, we should meet him. Yeah, no, we should meet him not at the meeting and take the other 5 crates.
Well, there's a couple dozen.
Well, I'm saying we can meet him at the meeting while they're away.
I'm sure
the rest of us can.
What we should do is we should try and take out the Nausicaans because they look to be the people that attack the Romulan ships. And so we will want to turn those people over to the Romulans.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I'll enjoy talking to Sela. Because it'd be like, you know, gee, we might have found the contents of those ships. Really? Yeah, it was full of guns. Oh, that's not it. Okay, then. I guess they're ours. Yes, I suppose they are. I mean, something like that is going to happen. So.
So should we bring Sela into this discussion? Or I would suggest yes.
Well... Yeah, I guess, because she won't think we're pulling any fast ones.
Exactly.
But the best part is she probably will want the help in order to view it. However, she won't be able to take the guns because that would be a
there. Can I just tell her?
Wait, let me talk to her.
Could you talk to Venar, please?
So, we think we might have found the contents of the ship.
Ships.
Well, at least one of the ships.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, there seem to be a bunch of Narsicans. Who have laid their hands on a lot of disruptors. Let's see, what? 12 crates.
A few dozen
crates. We would like to offer you the opportunity to go with us to do whatever we're going to do to those Narsicans. But of course, you wouldn't get to claim the disruptors because, of course, your ships weren't carrying disruptors. But we thought you might want to view it as we raid the Narsican area and recover all these disruptors which were not on your ships.
I see.
So just so you can understand how above board we are.
Okay.
Would you enjoy going on such a venture which has nothing to do with your ships?
Sure, I would like to see you start the procedures in a friendly crew. So you telling Andrews, when are you telling Andrews?
Shortly after we did all the scans.
Yeah, well,
an hour or two after the
meeting. The area was scanned, but it's not shield protected, right?
No.
We just being
a spiritual break. Hold on.
We lose initiative.
That's true.
But that's what I was thinking. That's an easy way to solve it. I still like filling a pool of knockout gas.
Yeah, we could do that too. We can walk in empty. Yeah, wow.
Look at all the crates.
Well, just beam out the crates.
Oh.
But we want to have the
knockout
gas. That's true.
These are too easy.
That's true.
Nah, let's use nerve gas. Right, nerve gas?
So, how are we doing next?
Does Stella come to talk with us?
She told us that she's going to go with you. Oh, well, let's see. That's going to be tomorrow night?
I don't think so.
What are you going to do now?
I think we should do it now. Get them all while they're a little high.
It's just a giant gunfight.
All we need is gas.
Gas them. We go in with gas masks. We go with
What do we know about these Narsicans? What are they?
They're pretty tough.
Yeah. Are they affected by gas?
Somewhat.
The dosage.
You can hold their breath.
Oh, that's
going to
be tough.
People all out getting
worse. They're not really smart.
So how many exits does it look like there might be out of there from our scans? Can we come?
Four.
We block the four exits, we fill it with gas, and we shoot anyone who tries to come out. Eventually they all collapse.
Poop out.
Beaming
into a brig sounds like a peaceful solution. However, let's do the nerve gas.
Knocked out. Alright, so let's get Donald to make us some extra nerve gas.
Can you make us some nerve gas, Donald?
We have 24 Narsicans that we need to get away from their weapons. We'll make us a batch of extra potent nerve gas.
Narsicans leaving you.
Right.
Well, you can try if you want.
I think that, call it Narsicans sleeping gas, so I'll have deniability. Yeah, sleeping gas. That's what we want. We want him to slumber. He's slumbering for a long time.
Long time.
Exactly.
Roll your medical science. Narsicans, you can read out it.
Yeah.
Or anesthesiology, I think it's.
Anesthesiology.
Probably,
Ooh.
12. So 13 will be better? Yeah, 13 will be better.
Would 14 be better?
No. Alright, you make a pretty good Mafia suit now.
Is it, does it affect the rest of us?
With a 13, it would affect you a little bit.
Cool. Let's wear gas masks anyway.
So, we wear gas masks.
Mm-hmm.
And we should get a couple of security men each. And each of us can lead a party on one of the four paths out. And we just fill the area in the middle of sleeping gas, and anyone who comes stumbling out, we kill them.
Alright, so first, how are you going to block it?
What?
How are you going to block it? Or you're just going to cover it and then throw the canisters inside?
That would be my suggestion. How can you block anything?
I don't know, shoot the ceiling, cause it came in.
It seems like infrastructure damage, not necessary.
Wesley made that personal force shield or whatever that kept everybody out of the engineering.
So we're not Wesley.
It's true. Is there some sort of security thing to, you know, make a barrier, erect a barrier?
Never
mind. How long would it take me to make one?
Actually, music probably.
I'll copy Wesley's design.
Not if you ever release it. Probably if you did.
So I guess we're gonna have a giant shootout.
Well, the idea is to not.
Well, why don't we have?
I mean, we can go down with big shields and stuff to hide behind.
There are force shields.
Force shields? What's that?
There's like shields of force.
Okay, and what do they do?
Blocking anything.
We could have. Oh, they're not very bright. We can funnel them toward one exit. Like have, you know, the other three exits have gas first, and we can be in the fourth exit.
That might work. Yep. We can set off canisters in the other three exits all at the same time.
Since we have time to prepare a bunch of things like that.
Bigger than
stun cannon or something. And then when they scream out the one exit, we can shoot them all.
Right.
Yeah.
Stun cannon. Well, the idea is not necessarily to shoot them, but just to panic them into it not coming up. We just lay down, you know, fire.
Well, I mean, it's like underground, right? So we can actually block off three exits.
How do we block off?
There
isn't any problem with collapsing it, actually. Do we care?
Sure.
There's sewers.
So?
Sewers exist for a reason.
To carry poop?
Yes.
We can block it with poop.
And we'd also have to be careful that, like, we weren't bringing down the stuff on top.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just they're supposedly not bright. Let's funnel them out of the three into us and Sela, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So you guard one exit and then you set up the things on the other exits.
Right.
Just
a finalist. How many security people do I normally have?
Usually I have half a dozen.
Half dozen?
Actually, I think I'm going to get a full dozen.
Full dozen. All right, so we can have three.
There's not, you know, that much.
Yeah.
Stay undercover as much as we can and shoot anything that comes out.
A stun, I think. That doesn't matter.
Okay, so, and we should position some people on the other exits just in case.
Yeah, no, I was, I mean, we could position three people on each of the three exits and then have us have three security people or four people on all the exits to make it nice and easy.
We can
do that.
We can do that.
All right. Four people in the other exits, us five.
All right. I'll see you do that.
Which of course makes the other exits more powerful. But,
we got one to Major Sela.
Yeah.
We tell her our plan?
Yeah.
Okay, we tell her.
Oh, I'll ask her before we go down there if does she have any claim upon the disruptors discovered in the ship?
No,
it's
disruptors.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just old structure or
whatever.
Right. Alright, so you do that. Okay, so some of them stagger out the direction. And phase them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll make sure.
Everybody can roll. See if you hit. If you bump or something.
How many times?
Just one. Just one. Once.
And what's that?
Phaser. Energy weapon phaser.
Ah, there it is. Energy weapon phaser. That's two different guys.
Just don't fumble, right?
Pretty much. You roll high. Yeah.
13.
13.
6. You good? Don't mind the case.
We're having Donald shoot people.
Sure. Two to help us.
How about Sela?
He wants to stab with a hypo spray.
Use an urge.
So I got two questions.
She doesn't have a disruptor.
Okay. She doesn't have a disruptor?
She doesn't have one.
Oh, I hand her a disruptor.
There you go.
Make sure it's on her side. That doesn't seem wrong.
That's true.
Make sure it's on stun anyways. We'll be half unconscious from the gas.
Alright.
We're using phasers then.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, I mean, she's better at a disruptor.
Yeah.
It's gotta be, right?
That's true. So, 13. Yeah, pretty much
kill it. Alright.
Not that many came out that way. Because most of the other ones are costly. So,
Just keep on sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, after that, you run in with the gas mask.
We have to look for the non-Nausicaans at this point.
They're all Nausicaans.
Oh.
There are
24
Nausicaans.
How many guns?
There are 24 cases of rifle.
All similar fates. all similar fates. Like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I look for any markings from either of those two ships on any of the crates.
They're not marked. They wouldn't be marked. They would be black market stuff.
No, just hand out
Well,
can you track any of the shipping numbers to see if they were on these two ships, Sal?
Okay.
Right.
So you did this like right after you told her?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
However long
we told her about
Donald to put the stuff together.
Okay. Well, so you told her, then Donald did have to.
So she had time to.
To at least contact him.
Right.
So did we intercept any?
You haven't checked it.
Dang you. Check it out.
I checked like yesterday.
I'm never good at messaging.
Okay, so,
get all these crates back to you and
the
planetary security or whatever.
No,
we're taking them back with us.
The Federation Act?
Yes.
Yes.
It's an intergalactic matter. If these were the people who destroyed those Romulan ships.
I guess so.
So, see if you can pull out the leader in question now.
Yeah. I'll look for the one with the most bangles on his test.
Okay. Can wake him up?
I checked my messages. I want to see if our little Federation spies in particular. Not that we could break their code.
So you were recording the first frequency and the second one too?
Yeah. Well, it depends on if her ship knows to listen to a different frequency.
Yeah, she'd probably use
the same one. A different code.
Alright, so there's another message there. So you can not break it.
Damn, woman!
It's a code. She's a secondary password.
Code was not broken!
Am I wrong?
It's denied. So, you tell us what's watching.
I don't know. Unless it's really easy. I do get six. I could make a 10. Okay, I got it.
You actually said that one.
No.
Two or three.
One.
Damn. basically, it's to report that the Federation found massive guns and the weapons, and to check to see if. Did you ever remember?
No, we didn't.
Not at that point. I did when we were down there. When we were down there, she was looking at IF, and I said, could you check
the ship? She says,
can you send me the ship number?
Please send me with the cargo and the surface.
Since she refuses to listen to me when I say to use the bridge, I'm not going to tell her I broke this code.
Good thinking.
It's got quite a...
You learned eventually.
Yeah.
Wait, career end. I'll print a coded copy of this one, an unbroken one.
Okay.
At which point you still don't give it to her? Yeah, quite a career is fine. Okay.
I won't give it to her. I won't bother playing it.
Okay, so we'll...
Alright, so you capture the guy. Oh, you're going to interrogate
the
guy?
Yeah, I'll interrogate the Nazi.
Make an intimidation roll. Or we'll get anything out of
me. I want to, that he's stupid. So I'm going to tell him that I'm going to pretend that I'm part of the rebellion and whatever. See if he tips his hand toward anything.
You're a lizard guy.
That's true.
But not that stupid.
Okay.
I'll ask Marcella. Since this is not shipment.
Alright,
I'll throw some beers. Do you want this one? Oh, might be. So you're not sure what
I'm not
beer
sure
is?
Actually.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we're, you know, didn't think
we actually found anything, so. I got a 7 for intimidation.
No, he's not gonna come. Do what you would. He'll abuse it.
Really, you think?
I can play the big cop. Come on, just tell him.
We'll give you ice cream.
Well, I wonder, can I find anything on them? I mean, this is where they're sleeping, right?
Yeah.
So mind reader.
What's their ship? Oh, yeah, mind reader.
Can you mind read Fanoskin, please?
We're interrogating this guy.
We're interrogating
a...
You're interrogating a predator.
Predator.
Yeah, okay. You want to mind read it? Oh. You need my powers.
Did I find their ship there? Or where's their ship? I looked for things saying, you know, whatever, USS whatever, or... You know, shore leave passes, or, you know, whatever.
Okay, so sure, I guess you find some sort of name. Bloody Vulture.
Alright. And where's the Bloody Vulture docked?
No, it's not docked.
Where is it docked? On a planet? Over there? Well, while we're interrogating him, we might as well zip around in our ship and find the Bloody Vulture.
Okay.
See if I can turn it up.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well,
we can use the yacht so that they can't hide behind planets.
I got a 10.
I can
can't find it. Might be underground.
Underground?
Try and interrogate some of the non-leaders, see if they can tell you.
I guess that should be more helpful then. She said, well, actually, she doesn't know what to do.
Idiot.
Well, she doesn't remember.
Good.
Let's we'll use the captain's yacht, or not the captain's yacht, the
gamma yacht.
So that they can't hide around a planet from us.
Nothing can hide from you. Nope, okay, fine.
I'll offer to let one of the Noskans, what do they like?
Oil.
Huh?
What do they like?
Yeah, what do they like?
I don't know. Noskan treats. Just call them.
We get them some Noskan treats and offer them to anyone who
will betray the rest of their comrades.
Yes.
Noskan
treats.
What we just put in separate bricks and break them down.
Yeah, I think go after some of the not leaders.
Okay.
Because they probably all know like where their ship is.
We should definitely separate them, right?
Yeah, together.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There are only so many rooms you have on your ship. Oh, yeah, 24 bricks.
Emergency bricks.
Yeah. Well, let's separate them.
You got a Nazi in your
room. Hey, yeah.
Let's separate them as much as we can. Gee, do they like fighting?
Yes, Nazi can love fighting.
Sure.
Are they good at
it? I can let one of them
fight
with it.
They're right. Hopefully,
not as good. I'm not thrilled, but
don't worry. Yeah. Don't usually win this year.
Now I can purpose, so you don't have to make the seat.
No.
Hey, where is he?
Well. Can starve them.
Interrogate some of the non-leaders.
Alright, I'll try to intimidate some of the non-leaders.
Well, you know, first, have Donna whip up like a truth serum or something. Break down their...
Go ahead and make 43 rolls. Until you roll a 13.
So, alright.
Roll your red die.
Yes, you will.
Roll your red die.
Perhaps.
What's your skill?
2.
Okay, so you need 1, 2.
Damn. Close.
The third one.
Stop it. I can't take it.
Nazican treats. He says they have a cloak ship around or something.
Cloak? Huh.
With the rest of the group.
How do you detect cloaked ships?
We can't.
There are ways. There are always ways. It doesn't take all the time on the show. When we search for...
Were they able to get a communication on?
No.
It just fell down. What are they doing here?
They were hired by the rebels.
Did they attack the, two missing Romulan freighters?
Yes.
Did they destroy them?
Yes.
Did they kill everyone on board?
Sure, why not?
You smart, I don't know.
Well, better not to have any witnesses.
True, very smart. Okay, so where the hell do the rebels get money for this? How are the rebels paying you?
For
your services.
Okay.
And the rebels didn't want they apparently didn't want the guns. The rebels didn't take the guns?
No, they wanted the guns.
Or there used to be a lot more guns.
We would assault the rebels.
Wait, so they paid you for their services, and they had to pay you for the guns?
That's because you screwed them, right?
Wow. That's smart.
Why do you get it?
So...
It's a brilliant plan.
Does this mean we should take out the rebels too or not? You might want to ask the ambassador.
Yep.
I mean, this could be a bargaining block for him.
Could be. Yes.
Let's bring the ambassador in on this.
Uh-huh. Do you want to or not?
I want to. Let's talk to the, like, whatever, the second in command or something. Now there's more information to beat him about the head and shoulders with.
So that one doesn't know where the ship is?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be flying around.
Maybe like got beamed down or dropped off or something.
I'm going to record.
It's supposed to be just around. Just in case.
I'm going to record.
They're supposed to be able to communicate with it.
Yep, communicate.
Ah, we're just coming right here.
So he tells you what's in the box.
So what we have to do is, you know, send in a message for the ship to come down or something. Need emergency evac. See what happens. How will we say, like, Jim, it's Frank?
We make someone say it.
Can you make this guy say it?
Oh, I should do that.
Come on.
More trees!
I'm going to kill him then.
Yeah, so start intimidating him, how he's already going to get in trouble and probably be killed for his by his people by what he stole us, so he might as well go with us all the way.
I'll get the evidence that I need to, you know,
give to Sawa,
yeah,
give to the ambassador, give to the king if necessary.
And
yeah, actually, that's the proper leverage. We're gonna tell the Romulans what he did to their stuff.
No, we're going to do that anyways.
Yeah, I'll take down all that stuff. We'll make sure they don't have their box with them.
Another possibility is that the Mexican ship will come to investigate when the people don't report back for X.
I mean, the question is how they paid the Mexicans.
Well, I'm not too concerned about that myself.
Who defended
the flag?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be pretty ironic if it was the Romulans. It wasn't.
I doubt it's Romulans.
Otherwise, I mean, if nothing else, they wouldn't blow up their own freighters.
But the rebels are a self-sufficient unit, so the Romulans might just be paying the rebels to take over the planet, and then the rebels plan to succeed, and they didn't know that the rebels were going to actually try and get more weapons by taking out Romulan ships.
That
actually seems quite likely to me.
We can offer freedom to the ones who cooperate with us.
We got one cooperating. We don't offer freedom anymore.
No, I want one of the leaders who actually knows something. Maybe not the high leader, but the second leader, for instance.
Sure.
Okay, I'll talk to the second leader.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell him, I want to know where the hell the rebels came up with the money to pay you, boneheads.
Cool. You can tell you. Go on.
Okay. I'll offer him, I'll offer to let him go. Five.
You let me and my men go?
No. You go.
And I'll tell you. What new?
How many of these are your men?
Six. And the ship.
How many others are on the ship?
There are my men?
Sure.
Probably other people.
And how do I get the rest of the other? How do I get the rest of the ones on the ship off the ship?
Oh, I'll take care of that.
All right, tell me your plan, because I'm willing to let, well, I might be willing to let you and your men go, but everybody else has to go be captured, otherwise my leaders will rip off my toes.
So what plan do you want me to see?
I want to know how I'm going to get everybody off the ship except for his men.
I'll just have myself and my men beamed up, and then we'll take over the ship.
How many guys are on the ship?
Oh, thousands. Probably another couple dozen.
But you and your six guys can take them over?
Well, I'm sure I can bring 12 more to my side. But the captain isn't there.
And is that guy the captain?
Yeah. He might not come back alive. Realize.
I don't want to say I'm coming back alive. I'll need to check with the bosses.
Okay.
I'll find out his name. What's his name?
Coltog.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Coltog.
Exactly. I'll go talk to the captain and tell him
her.
Not the captain. Tell her what information I want and that whatever, and ask her what sort of deal she's offering to tell me what I want to know. I'll tell her that whatever Gricknock has so far offered the best deal, which is I let him and his six men go. He goes up to the ship, be whatever violent vulture, takes over the other two dozen, and him and his men go free. I get the ship, and I get you and the rest of the men. That's my best offer so far. I asked him if he can pop it.
No.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
All right. He at least needs a ship. Otherwise, it's not worth the point.
There's no point in being a pirate without a ship.
Yeah.
So what's his best offer?
Well, he can... Well, what do you want? I mean, you want men. You just want to speak us to point it?
I want to know what's happening with the rebels, how the rebels got money to pay you.
Yeah.
Yes. What their plan is. All the captured cargo, as many of the men as I can get, and you, possibly personally, and possibly your ship, not anywhere in the area.
Okay. So him and the people who are already in the ship, and we meet, and all your friends.
Let me check that with the boss.
Alright.
If after you guys are released, I understand you've got cloak. So after you guys are released, we'll certainly have to give some effort to hunting you down and killing you. I assume you're fine with that?
Sure. Can you give us like 15 seconds?
That could probably be arranged. Okay. So, alright, I'll run back to Lou. So, they're willing to tell us the whole story.
Yes.
If we let, whatever, 12 of them in their ship go, basically. Or 24 of them in their ship go. No cargo. And I think we can probably just stick a bug up somebody. Where we ship them up there.
Of them? That we already have?
No, the ones in the ship.
Oh.
If you don't have any more bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just recovered.
Oh. Good fight.
So, I mean, we could spend as much time as we wanted, you know, place a bug,
yeah,
whatever, in one of them. They're probably going to warp out of here. Actually, if they warp, we can follow them, can't we?
And there's some
problem with warping when you're flying around. Long range, right?
You can warp. You can be a little bit more.
I mean, the
boats are not going
to be
Yeah, they didn't want to come up with more noise.
You know, they see them on screen, but you know they have to.
They aren't going to be able to beam 2 dozen. They have to drop their shields to beam.
Right.
I assume they have the ability to beam.
Yeah.
So, and the captain will be the first one who gets beamed. So we'll be
the only one that's getting beamed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He would be the only one who's getting beamed.
So they and the captain go for information.
Number one.
Just make sure that's the correct information. Yes, I need it. I don't care what
I've known I've not been talked to you about this.
What do you think? You think we should go with that?
Sounds good to me.
We can talk to the diplomat.
Okay.
And see what he thinks.
Okay. Well, I think it's better than the whole story first. Get a story.
Yeah. And then whatever, betray him?
Betray who?
Grixnok, the whatever.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Actually, I don't have any problems with that either.
I'm an easy going commander.
We work well together.
There's the one half of the crew that has no morals, the other half.
And it's all the world.
Well,
it's the worst.
Got your shrimp tails. Cleverly disguised in there.
What the?
We had shrimp earlier.
This is what they fought hard. They lost. They fought hard, so they lost.
Well, I need to turn into an NPC.
Let's see.
Oh, we should close up.
Yep, if we talk to this ambassador now.
Don't talk to me, I'm not.
No, if you don't care about the rest of them, then they'll sell you everything. You know, if you're okay with letting the theoretically small fry go, then they'll sell you whatever they know, which is fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because, let's go.
Hey, you know, actually.
Let's.
Make a decision. Will.
Sorry, what?
Make a decision.
Well, why don't we do that?
Do what?
Make that deal. Make the story.
Without talking to the diplomat?
Well, I mean, the diplomat wants to know the whole story too, right? Well, we can talk to him. We can talk to him now. I'm just afraid that, you know, he might say something that...
That's true.
That will...
Yeah, sure. Let's ask him.
Let's talk
well,
to him.
He thinks... That's fine, because... I mean, if you want to let him go and get the information, because that's more...
I'd rather get information.
All right, I'll make the deal with the captain.
Okay. The captain says...
I'll tell him... I'll introduce him to the Betazoid. I'll say Betazoid.
Oh.
The,
Morsel.
The deal, if you lie to me at all, and it's detected, the deal is whatever you told me stays with me, and then I torture and kill you.
Okay.
Betazoid says he's lying.
just fine. Yeah. He says, the Romulans are funding, well, as far as you can tell, the Romulans are funding the rebels.
And we make sure to record all that.
The rebels hired the Nazigans. And the Romulans have been sending the weapon shipments. And the Nazigans thought, well, you know, we hijacked the weapons and we saw the rebels in the moment.
What makes him think that the Romulans are funding the rebels?
Because it's Romulan ships.
Romulan ships have been arriving with weapons.
Yeah.
Well, but why did he have to kidnap? Why did he have...
He double-crossed the rebels.
What was he supposed to do for the rebels? The rebels called him here to do something.
Oh.
Just for muscle, I guess.
Yeah, just for muscle. Oh. To teach them how to use a weapon.
That's that they grab the weapons and stuff and stuff
like
that.
So it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
And who is he dealing with? The rebels?
Okay, you can tell me that.
Whatever.
Follow up.
Jimbo, the whatever. Where's the secret rebel base?
He probably doesn't have a favor one.
Okay, I'll you know, whatever, spend a few hours pumping him for all the information that I can think that would be useful.
Okay.
And I'll verify with him that he's out of here, no communications,
right.
No nothing.
Right. Okay.
All right, I'll shake his big slimy hand.
All right. So that's it. He tells you what he knows, and he leaves.
All right.
He says, bye to the second
clear. Hello, boys.
We try and track him and hunt him down.
You can give him the 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm
close.
He just goes to the door.
Oh, well. All right, follow the warp trail.
Okay.
I get a roll here, Clark.
Sure,
I
get a roll.
No.
Okay. That's pretty much the adventure. Everybody roll.
Percussion.
Let's see if I have this spread.
Half the 14,400 disruptors.
No, we got. Yeah, we got.
And we probably crippled the rebels' bargaining position. Well, yeah, probably stopped the Romulans from funding the rebels. Well, and they also, the rebels also paid for these guys to come here. So
yeah.
They paid for it. They didn't get the guns, which they already wanted. They probably are.
Romulans don't like super rebels.
Huh?
Romulans don't like the
super rebels. Alright, how do we roll for.
Let's see. Clancy, three dice, one wild. Oh, actually, one wild.